reasonably crosstalk.
Okay, name is Jerry Wolzanski, KI4IO. I live in Warrenton, Virginia, up here, a little closer. And the talk that I gave today was about my 40-meter all-analog phasing transceiver. You have any questions you'd like to ask me? So this was, I had basically started out trying to make a typical digital SI5351 Arduino, and I found the noise, zipper noise and other noise, to be not tolerable. And part of that was, you know, that look, there's a lot of rigs out there that have that use that combination, and these engineers are able to solve that noise problem. I could not. And it wasn't in my wheelhouse. And I thought this was a good opportunity for me to say the hell with this digital stuff and to dive in back into the analog pool and make a proper analog transceiver. So, but I needed to replicate all the functionality that you get with the Arduino driven thing. I needed to have INQ outputs, 0 and 90 degree outputs of the LO, very accurately phase outputs. I needed to have a pair of, and I also needed an output for the exciter, separate from the INQ outputs, and I needed receiver incremental tuning, because you have to have that. You just can't live in this world without having receiver incremental tuning. All those things are done in the digital universe, and so I was able to sort of one at a time go in and tackle these things. Well, as it turns out, experimental methods in RF design is your friend. They have the IQ splitter, which provided a pair of 0 and 90 degree outputs, perfectly separated, at least that how I could see it in my scope. And I also put a splitter ahead of that so that I could get an output for my exciter. For my exciter, I used a very old design, probably from the 1990s, I think. It's called the Ugly Weekender. And the Ugly Weekender puts out it's a 1-watt QRP rig. And so I just used the exciter portion of that, and for the transmitter I used it, for the amplifier rather, I used a design from Solid State Design for the radio amateur. It's a push pull amplifier. I was getting like 8 watts out of it. I actually had to put an attenuator on the front of it to knock it down to make myself QRP legal, 5 watts. So and this all came together pretty nicely. And of course the beauty of the analog is that it's just quiet. It sounds very nice. And I was telling somebody just in line here that modern radios have the gain distribution all wrong. We have all this gain at the IF frequency. And if you take a modern radio and back the RF gain off, you find that you run out of audio gain. You don't have enough audio gain to really drive the speaker or listen to that like that. They have that distribution, I think wrong. I think modern radios should take that AGC and have much less of it just to protect your ears and have more audio. And the other thing about my radio, which has no AGC, obviously, is that it allows you to listen to a weak signal in the presence of a strong one. And I think maybe the last time you interviewed me, I talked about my direct conversion transceiver, and I said much the same thing. You've got two signals side by side, a real booming signal and a weak signal, and you can hear that weak signal beautifully coexisting with that strong signal. You don't get in a modern radio where the AGC is clamping that strong signal, and so you don't get that sort of beautiful presence. That's what W7ZOI called it. Wes Hayward, he basically, when he first made that in 1968, that direct conversion transceiver, and he hoodwinked the American Radio Relay League into publishing it. He says, one of the remarkable things about that radio is it had a certain presence. It had no AGC, and the signals just sort of popped out of the noise at him like that. In fact, Nick, WA5BDU, and myself built a pair of those original 1968 radios, and they were just a freaking delight to listen to. It just really took you back 55 years now, or something like that, to that time. It was a very nice bit of history to sort of replicate that original direct conversion design. And a phasing receiver is nothing but a direct conversion design. Of course, the nice thing is with the direct conversion designs, you don't have to do any gymnastics to get your transmit frequency, because you've already got it. That's what the receiver incremental tuning is for. So, but this has been a delightful rig to use. I had to I used TR switching from experimental methods and RF design. Side tone is a circuit that I purloined from W7ZOI. It's just a fun radio to use. It's not a Hangar Queen. This was not a radio that I built. And now it sits down in the basement. It's in my shack, and I use it pretty much daily. That's really the testament to making a radio. The other thing is when you make a radio like this, keep it on the workbench in breadboard form for a couple months and use it, and let all the warts manifest themselves, because it's like your first date with a pretty girl. Well, this was fun. Yeah, guess what? Wait 2 weeks and see how things work out. And so that's it with the radio. And so I had that period of a couple months with this radio on the bench where I could get past that infatuation stage and end up with a very nice working radio. You have any questions you have to ask?
You've covered pretty much everything.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There you go.
Okay, let's see what it
says.
Let's
see what it sounds like here.